Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Rain. 51 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Rain. 50 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Rain. 43 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Rain. 44 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.
KSA-CWT is monitoring mobile.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
KFADWP is clear.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 51 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 54 degrees.
KF8CLL, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 52 degrees.
KF8CLL, monitoring. KF8CLL, monitoring. KF8CLL, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 54 degrees.
KF8CLL, monitoring. YJN, N8YJN, 88CJ. What's happening, Chance? I'm behind you. You don't put your radio on 5-2.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if you see me or if you see my truck. Did you see my truck? Was my call sign in the back window, or did you just see me in my Chevy Traverse out tooling around town with an antenna on the roof?
No, I'm driving behind your truck with the call sign on the back window. Apparently you're not in it.
No, that's my wife. We live in Columbiaville now, and the guy that works on my vehicles is over in Emily City. So we just came down here and picked up my car. My Traverse. I'm in the Traverse, not too far behind that lady in the NAYJN pickup. Anyways, yeah, so we just went over to NY City, and I have radios in both vehicles, but yeah, that's I just happened to be on the Lapeer frequency and heard you calling. That radio actually is on Simplex on the backside, I think, or whatever, but I don't know. I can't even remember now. I know this one's on UHF on the backside and VHF on the front.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Oh, my wife is watching me on the map. She called me just now.
55 degrees.
Following me too, like your wife. So you guys moved to Columbiaville? When did you guys do that?
Oh, it's been just about a month ago now. About the 1st of October.
Yeah, right on. I put my house is listed. I listed it Friday. I already got a couple people looking at and trying to decide whether they're going to make an offer or not. So we'll see how that goes. I could be homeless in a couple of days here.
Yeah, we've been living in the same place forever. We've been renting. And our landlord kind of got a big chip on her shoulder back in the spring and decided she wasn't going to renew the lease and she was going to sell the property and whatever, so we basically had to get out. And I mean, we've been looking all summer long. We got outbid and, you know, put out and yelled at and everything else in between looking at houses, but we finally got one in Columbiaville.
Yeah, right on. I like Columbiaville. That's where my wife is from. We lived in on Skelton Road for a minute, right after we got married for about 3 years, and then we moved to Davison. I seem to ride the wave though. Whenever my wife gets a itching to put the house up for sale, is right before everything crashes into the dirt. So this is maybe what we're doing now. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I should do pretty well if. It seems like it's a seller's market, let's put it that way.
Oh, it definitely is. It's changed a little bit, but it's still pretty much a seller's market, yeah. That's exactly what my landlord was thinking, too. So she put the shyster on us and said, hey, you guys got to go. So I guess it is what it is. I just drove by that house, actually, a few minutes ago, and she's got a big fancy realtor sign out there, and it looks like they're wanting $185 for that one, so I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah, mine comes with a fold-over ham radio tower, though. that's got to be a plus, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man, because I'm thinking, well, I got all this equipment, but I don't have any base stuff on the air. I've had all this stuff forever, but my landlord down there, you know, give me a bunch of rap about everything, you know, so I got a whole bunch of stuff I'm getting ready to put on the air, so I'm going to be looking for a tower, and I'm going to be looking for this and that and the other thing here pretty quickly, so probably ain't going to be until the weather breaks now because of money situation, but I'll keep my mobiles running and keep everybody updated.
Yeah, right on. Are you looking to put up an HF beam of any kind? I might have one.
Well, I'm thinking something, yeah, that's pretty sturdy, you know, that I can do all my stuff with, basically.
Now, I tell you what, I ain't going to move it, and it's just in a pile on the floor in my garage. So, I got a 6-element Mosley. I forget what bands. I think it's like 15, 12, 17, and 20, something like that. I don't have any information on it, but I did take pictures of it 5 years ago when I took it down. So that's as best as I can give you.
Holy cow. Sounds like some of my projects.
ADATJ. Yeah, it came with the tower. So I needed the tower for internet. And the old dude that I bought it from, he was like, yep, comes with everything on it. A couple hundred feet of coax, a busted rotor, and yeah, I already gave the rotor away. But yeah, I mean, it's a big antenna. It's 28 feet wide and 23 feet long.
Shoot, doggy. I'm definitely going to have a big tower for that and one of them tail twisters.
Yeah, it needs an adult-sized rotor. Definitely needs an adult-sized rotor. But yeah, it's just been sitting in my barn for three, four years, something like that. Just on the floor in a big bundle. Bunch of aluminum scraps that I got to keep KV8OOE away from.
He's over there somewhere, too. If I remember right, over by me somewhere. I'm not sure where, but over in that area. But, yeah. Yeah. There's old Mosley. Man, at least it's a good one.
Yeah, I figure it's from 1986, or right around. I figure it was like $2,500 back then. I don't know what they cost now, but I thought, you know, maybe I'll put it up, maybe I won't, but either way, I need the tower, so I paid $4.50 for the tower, $4.50, and came with a whole bunch of antennas. I was going to sell it or whatever, but I don't really need it. If you're putting up a bunch of stuff, I'll spend it either way. You probably use it more than anyone else.
I don't even know if I'm going to put up that big of a dang tower, man. That thing's got a heck of a load to it, man. You're talking about something humongous, man. Holy smokes. I might have to think about an adult-sized tower. Now, I was just kind of thinking like, you know, a 50-foot freestanding, not too fancy, but holy cow, I don't know now.
You don't have to take it. I just figured out if I could offer it to you. I want somebody that'll use it rather than it'll just sit in the bottom of their barn until they scrap it in 20 years. That's what I was going to do. I'm not going to scrap it, though. That's going to sit in my barn for 20 years. I just don't have time to play radio right now. I took all my radios out of the house for the showings and stuff, so everything is down and out. And I get the one in the car here, but that's it. I'm hardly ever in the car anymore. And when I'm in the car, I'm almost never alone, so it's not fun to play radio when your wife's there staring at it. She don't like the radio that much. 88CJ.
It sounds like my wife. Oh, man. She gets in the vehicle with me, first thing she does, she hits the power button on it.
Yeah, right on. Mine don't do that. She turns it down. She just turns the volume down. It's even worse because I can see that there's activity, and I don't know what's happening. It's all right, though, I guess. I'd rather her want to talk to me anyways than that, I guess. I can't get her to get her ticket. I tried. She's like, yeah, I'm not interested in any way. So, oh well. Worth a shot. But yeah, I got that tower. It's like a 68, 67 foot with a big piece of mass pipe on it, and it folds over to the ground. Some old dude made it, like in the 60s. It's been kicking ever since. It moved from, I don't know where, to Flint Township somewhere, down in the south side of Flint. And then I moved it in 2021 up to here to North Branch. So it's had quite a life. It's going with the house, but if somebody says, I want that gone, I know how to unbolt it.
Oh, wow, that's wild, too. Yeah, that's wild. But where are you looking, or where are you looking to go? Or are you just wanting to get out of North Branch, or you just want a different house?
So we mow, like, 6.5 acres of grass, and it's trying. And then on top of that, you know, it's just a lot of maintenance in this area with the big amount of grass. We replaced an entire giant white fence that it took us all summer to do. And we just want less grass and more trees. Our house is, you know, it's enormous. It's too big for me and my wife, and my kids ain't going to be around for too much longer. I got a 14 and 11-year-old, so we're just starting to think, like, where do we want to live after our kids move out or after our kids go to college or whatever? And so we're just trying to take advantage of the market and make that work out. So, yeah, we're probably looking to just stay in this area. A couple houses in this area that we looked at, but we just weren't ready to make offers yet, and they sold, like, on the next day. So it is what it is. All right, man, I'm in the driveway here, so I'm going to say 73, and I'll wait for your final. Hey, DHCJ.
All right, it's always good talking, DHJ. I guess we'll have to make it more often, but... Yeah, we kind of went through the thing buying a house, man, about, you know, like, holy cow, it's on the market the next day. There's 12 offers, and it goes to the highest and the best, and, yeah, we went through that whole thing, man. It's kind of like biting your nails and having anxiety and all kinds of stuff, but like I said, we finally got one, so, anyways. Yeah, I'll get in touch with you about that other stuff we were talking about. Have a good day. This is NAYJN Mobile.
VHF Hub, disconnected. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly cloudy. 56 degrees. VHF Hub connected to Sentinel 78. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1900 hours. 56 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly clear. 54 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, 51 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees.